is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto. A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, Dark Force 73, and heed my warning, made sure to get this article to me as soon as they could. So yeah, it still got some nice heat and steam coming off of it. Now, this article was published on the 26th of October. TikTok star denies murdering wife and man in an apartment after putting a listening device on an iPad. A TikTok star has pleaded not guilty to shooting and killing his estranged wife and a man she was with in California last week. Ali Abulabin is accused of installing a listening device on his 5-year-old daughter's tablet. When he heard his wife and another man talking, he allegedly went to her apartment and shot them both, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Deputy District Attorney Taryn Brast said after the shootings on the 21st of October, Abulabin collected his daughter from school while still carrying his weapon. Police identified the victims as Anna Abulabin, 28, of San Diego, and Rayburn Sedinas Barron, 29, of National City. The details were revealed during the San Diego County Superior Court arraignment for Abulabin, who pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of murder and special circumstance allegations of multiple killings, the newspaper reported. Now, it goes into his TikTok following and this, that, and the other. According to Mr. Brass, Abulabin confessed to detectives and accused his wife of cheating, although the prosecutor said she believed Mr. Barron was a friend. Now, I'm going to have some things to say about that later. According to Mr. Brast, Abulabin had been asked to move out by his wife on the 18th of October, and he had checked into a hotel. 3 days later, Mr. Brast said Ali snuck back into the apartment and caused major damage to it while his wife was gone. He said the accused also installed a listening app on his daughter's iPad. Hours later, Abulabin was listening to the app when he heard his wife and a man talking and giggling, Mr. Brast said. He then raced back to the apartment. The high-rise is in the city's East Village. And yes, I've been to San Diego numerous times. That was my last duty station, and I know exactly where this apartment complex is. Security footage showed him running out of the lift to the apartment. Mr. Brast said Abulabin then shot Mr. Barron 3 times before shooting his wife in the head. He later called his mother and confessed. Well, my. Now let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it did go down in the family home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution. He used a burner. Gotta drop that to a 5. Psychological impact. Now, I'm going to give this one a 10 based on the amount of followers that he had, not for the spectacle that I saw in the courtroom. And for the brutality factor, I can only give him a 5 because he pretty much, you know, one and done the wife. So, Mr. Abulabin gets a score of 30. Gentlemen, I noticed that you guys are putting your scores in the comment section. I really like that. We may not agree, but hell, I'm glad you guys put your input in. Now, what I really want to talk about, I could be completely right or I could be completely wrong. So I'm going to call this one down the middle. There's a 50-50% chance that Mr. Barron might have been just a friend. However, listen to what I'm about to say and listen very closely. In this day and age, if you are a single man, do not be friends with married women. I'm going to repeat that. If you are a single man, do not be friends with married women. Period. Point blank. Especially in situations to where she's going through a separation or potentially a divorce and the husband has accused her of cheating, you might be the completely and totally innocent guy that gets his life snuffed out because the husband is not going to listen. And of course, ladies, here's a great question for you. What happens when you turn your man into the barbarian? Because this guy, he pulled the Ock barbarian move. He crashed the gate and he came in blasting. Not a lot was said. He came in, did what he did, and that was it. Oh, well. Oh, well. And the fact that it was Cuckafornia. Anyway, it is what it is. Just goes to show you, when a barbarian crashes the gate, he does not care. He's there to accomplish his mission, which is destruction. It is what it is. But with that being said, ladies, understand this and understand this very well. The power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of these divorce laws that you think you have in your favor and the protection of the state and the man that's right there with you, that will go out right along with it. Because as it proves, once a man has finally crossed that line, or should I say the point of no return, that's it. Game over for you. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.